two. It's Caleb,
Nate,
and Dennis, the absolute menace.
We are missing Adam because he's driving back home right now. But we do have another game that we're going to play. I sent each of the guys a couple lists, and we're going to do 5v5 drafts.
Word. So, like, we're going to get... Here, explain it. Explain it so everyone else knows what's happening. Because I'm not explaining this.
Yeah. One example I had was 5v5 pick yellow characters and TV characters. And in draft order, you are going to go head-to-head. So let's say it's you two going up against each other. Topic is yellow TV characters. Nate would probably start with SpongeBob. Dennis takes Winnie the Pooh. Nate takes Minions.
Is Winnie the Pooh yellow?
Yeah, he's yellow. He's got a red shirt.
Yeah, but I did not think he was red, to be fair, but is he more gold than yellow?
Good thing that's not one of the topics.
Yeah, but he's not yellow then. So, anyway, okay, fine.
And then the third person is going to be the judge. So how you judge it is up to you. However, I think you shouldn't be too specific. So, like, if we're doing yellow TV characters, it could be someone that wears a suit that's primarily yellow.
Or... Oh, so it could be something like the man from Curious George, the man in yellow hat.
Yeah, exactly. But the judge can say, hey, that's not allowed. But if he's overruled...
Okay, I see.
Yeah. So judge chooses who wins, as well as if characters or things are applicable to that category.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. So first round.
So we've each been sent a list of four categories or games.
Mm-hmm. Because each person is going to compete against both other players twice.
Okay.
So first round, we'll do mine versus Dennis.
Okay.
So Nate, you're going to be the judge.
Okay.
Can you do like a wheel so it chooses who goes first?
You want to do it that way?
Or did you want me to just flip a coin?
No. Hey, Siri.
I could flip a... Okay.
No, Siri doesn't work on FaceTime. That's nice.
Let me flip a coin.
Dennis, pick number 1 through 6.
Dog, I can fucking flip a coin.
Let Nate flip the coin. Just let Nate flip the coin, then.
Call it, Dennis, now.
Heads.
It's tails.
Oh, my God.
So, okay. Caleb goes first?
That's
so tough.
This is why we shouldn't have done that. Okay.
So am I asking...
Flip it again.
What? Oh. Am I asking one of my categories or no?
No. I'm going to just do it this way.
Call it. Somebody.
Tails.
Okay.
Okay.
It's heads.
I'm so bad at this.
Okay, we're going to start with this one. Transportation. I'm judging Nate versus Dennis.
Transportation. Okay.
Transportation.
So who goes first? Me?
So Nate, flip it. Dennis, call it.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what just happened? I thought it was me against you.
Dennis, heads versus tails. Look. Heads or tails?
Heads. Heads. Just do heads. I don't care.
It is tails.
Tails. Oh, my God. I swear to God. All right.
So transportation?
Yep.
Oh, man.
I already know who my first pick is.
We're only doing five?
Only five, but you go back and forth.
Okay, so if I gotta pick the number one, I gotta say it's easily just car, because I trust myself more than I do, like, anyone, really. You know what I mean?
Okay. So Nate takes car.
Whoa. We can't do types?
I did not give any clarification to this one.
No, you can go however you want. I just went generic. You can go broad.
Oh, with my pick, bro, she is my baby. I'm going to have to choose Roxanne.
Oh. I mean, yeah, I saw that coming.
Like, I can't do her dirty like that. She takes me where I need to. I made her look sexy. She's got tints, front lip, a spoiler. Oh, my God.
There's certain picks that if you guys don't take them, I'm going to be annoyed.
Yeah, I honestly don't know why I didn't pick this first overall. I could have just said Private Jet.
Private Jet. as a sleeper round two.
Like, I don't know why I did not take that first overall, but honestly, thank you, Dennis, for taking Roxanne, because now I get a private jet, and that's fucking fire. Thank you.
Okay. You take a private jet? I'm going to do you one better. I'm going to choose a fighter jet, the ones that they use in the army.
Okay. Any reason?
Those are gas. No, because it's quick. You could do flips in it, bro. Launch missiles. That's so gas.
Oh, okay. So am I up for my third pick?
You're up.
Give me that. Give me a fucking yacht.
No! No! He took it! No!
I really thought you were going to take that the last round, so I was like, shit, I'm fucked. But no. He just let me take it for the win.
No! Not for the
win, but he let me take that shit.
Dennis, was that your next pick?
That was what I was thinking.
What now?
A jet ski.
Okay. I was honestly gonna say that next, but all right.
Okay.
I like that. Does it have to be real?
I like this.
All I said was transportation.
Teleportation.
Oh my god.
That's great.
Teleportation. Yes, sir. I like this.
Dennis.
All right, with my number four pick in this draft, I'm going to have to go with something that... I'm going to go with the Millennium Falcon.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting. Best starship in the galaxy.
Okay. Your last picks. Your number last five. Last pick.
Okay. At my number five... I'm gonna have to take. Ooh.
I'm intrigued.
I'm trying to think. You know what I might have to. I might have to say bullet train.
Bro, how are you gonna finesse me of that too?
Yeah.
Bullet train.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that. You left
it for five, Dennis? That's wild.
Bro, Dennis left me yacht.
You could have left Millennium Falcon for five because Nick was not taking that.
I was not going to go for that.
You're right. That's on me. Dang, I'm stuck now.
Now is Dennis as a GM right now is not it.
Nah.
I've had some good
Dennis, what's number five? What's your five? What's your
number five? My last pick, it's got to be. I mean, we're thinking about what I got. I'm going to go with a motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's so your final.
Do we rank these or no?
So I'm going to pick which team I think is better. But
good game, Nate. Nate won.
This is why you guys annoyed me. Me and Adam talked a little bit about this topic. You guys could have said IndyCar. You could have said BMX bike. You could have gone so specific, and you guys didn't realize that till after car and Roxanne
was specific.
That's a little too specific.
No, they know real went, ones know.
Then I just started going crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so we got Nate's team is car, private jet, yacht, teleportation, and bullet train.
Why are you mad at teleportation? It's a good one.
It's great. The fact that Dennis didn't counteract it with, like, super speed.
Yeah.
Dennis's team, Roxanne, fighter jet, jet ski, Millennium Falcon, motorcycle.
Bro, my team sounds so gas.
The fact that Roxanne was your one is a little wild because that's a sleeper pick again. Nate's not going to pick it, so you could have picked it at, like, five.
That's true, but I can't do it dirty like that.
I got to go with Nate. Nate takes a win on that one.
Yeah.
Holy God. Guys, it's my first loss on the podcast. Who would have thought?
Let's go. It's like my first win.
Well, no, we're going to have an overall winner probably.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
If it works out that way.
So Nate has 1 point right now. Let's go.
Nate has 1 point. So Nate, you're going to be the judge.
Okay.
Flip a coin. Heads is going to be one thing. Tails will be another.
Oh, so do I pick any of the four I have right now?
No, you're gonna be the next judge, so you're picking something you don't even know.
Oh,
Yeah. So,
okay. Heads
just
or
flip a coin.
tails?
Flip a
Okay,
coin,
I'm
tell me
calling
what.
tails. And it's heads.
Okay, so Nate, the topic you are judging is Jedi.
Jedi.
Yep.
Oh,
Oh
okay.
my God, are you serious?
Nate, flip coin, Dennis, call it.
Wait. All right, ready, go.
Heads.
Dennis is first.
Okay,
Okay,
yes,
Dennis, you're
yes,
first.
yes, yes. Oh my God,
He finally
yes.
got it. He finally got it. Got it, bro.
I got my
Okay,
get
I'll.
back, baby.
Nate, do you want to write them down or should I write them down?
I mean, you're already right in it, so you got
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
okay. Dennis, go for it. What's your number one pick?
With my first pick in this draft, I choose Anakin Skywalker.
Okay.
I'm okay with that because that's my number two pick.
Yeah.
That's actually absurd on your part. I think I know who you're gonna go for, though, so it makes sense.
My number one is Luke.
Yeah.
Kind of has to be.
That makes
That's actually
sense.
crazy. I mean,
You
because
didn't
Dennis,
expect that?
original trilogy, he's the original Jedi student.
Yeah.
Yes, but he's not as powerful as Anakin. But moving on. With my
Okay.
number two.
Anakin also went to the Force. No, the dark side, so.
I know, but still, we're talking about like prime Anakin before his turn. Number two pick, I gotta go with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh,
I'm okay
okay.
with that because that's my four.
I'm
So.
ready. I'm ready to see if Caleb does what I think he's gonna say.
Yoda.
Caleb has no idea.
Yeah.
He doesn't watch Star Wars as much as I do,
Dennis, I
so.
have watched almost everything at this point. Don't even
You're I'm
start.
tell you, I'm gonna disagree with everything you're saying. The fact that you have Obi-Wan at four is insane, because Obi-Wan is the most underrated Jedi of
He is
all of
overrated,
Star
I will
Wars.
say
No,
that.
but right now
Underrated, underrated.
my list was Luke, Anakin, Yoda, Obi-Wan. That's my top four. All of which have been taken. Dennis, what's your third pick?
Wait, who's your second pick?
Yoda.
He just said Yoda.
Okay. My third pick is obviously gonna be Mace Windu.
Okay,
Fuck yeah.
yeah. We all knew that was next. Now we're
Yeah,
getting to
that was my next.
less popular ones.
My
Ish.
number three.
Ish. Ish.
My number three is Qui-Gon.
Yeah, that was expected.
I like that one. Number four has gotta be. 'Cause she's elite now. She always has been elite. Ahsoka Tano.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my eight.
This guy really just trying to downplay my picks. Oh, that's my eight. Oh, that's my
Because at
nine.
seven, Dennis, I don't know if you'll agree with this. Plo Koon.
And I will agree with that.
Okay.
Number five now. Shoot, man. I gotta
Last
think.
picks. Last picks. Let's hear him.
I will
Last say my entire list
picks.
is being picked at this point. So I had a pretty decent list.
My number five. Now, I gotta think here.
I'm waiting.
I'm gonna go with. I mean, hopefully they adapt him into a future live action series, but Cal Kestis.
Really? That's your
Yeah.
last one?
Yeah.
Dennis, you were going strong. Until then.
At my five, with an honorable mention of Luminara, my number five is Kit Fisto.
You see, I was gonna go with Kit Fisto, but I'm like, eh. He died in 2 seconds to Palpatine. Didn't even survive. Cal
My goodness.
Kestis managed to survive Darth Vader, bro. And Vader's tough as hell.
So, just to recap, Dennis's team is Anakin, Obi-Wan, Mace Windu, Ahsoka, and Cal Kestis. My team is Luke, Yoda, Qui-Gon, Plo Koon, Kit Fisto.
I'm not gonna lie. This is a very hard choice. This is actually quite hard.
Yeah.
But I have to go with Dennis.
No.
Let's go!
I'm gonna get with Cal Kestis as his five?
I'm not gonna lie, his five is very, 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 very weak, but
So why does he get it if he has a weak five?
Hey, stop arguing with the judge, bro. No, let the judge.
I just want the explanation.
Because honestly, I give him. He wins 4 out of 5, in my opinion.
Really?
I really.
Oh yeah.
You think Obi-Wan beats Yoda?
100%, bro. I'm telling you, Obi-Wan is underrated as fuck.
It's because Obi-Wan's the. To me, I don't know as much as you guys, but
yeah.
I do know that Obi-Wan's the only motherfucker that could actually, like, fight Anakin and Darth Vader and, like, still, like, beat him. Like, he obviously didn't kill him because that's just not who he is.
Well, yeah.
But it's just Luke doesn't even kill him. Luke does really good, like, against him, but he's not the best. But at the
same time, it's not the Jedi way to just straight up kill.
Exactly. So they don't kill. But Obi-Wan has defeated Anakin and Darth Vader multiple times.
Yeah, I guess.
That's why I'm like, I give him that. Yoda's really good, and he has ways with the Force, but, like, I could say, like, the ways of the Force make him really good, and honestly, that's what you beat use. Yours pick of Yoda is what beats Dennis's fifth, obviously. It's very easy to beat that.
So you're taking this more as like a 5v5 battle.
I'm trying not to, but it seems like that, so yes.
It is a category where you kind of have to do that.
Yeah, so unfortunately I do have to say that, because if I thought of it as a fight, Anakin and Obi-Wan on the same team, it's over. Yeah. With and Ahsoka too. And who, Dennis, who was your third?
It was, Mace.
Yeah,
Mace
I'm sorry. Windu. Yeah, no. Those four immediately. Yeah, I just think.
Combination-wise, like, as a, like, teamwork, they would win.
Because, honestly, I was thinking if you can have, like, a team, like, if it was, like, a team versus team, Dennis just would absolutely smoke.
Yeah.
It would.
Not absolutely, but it would be probably them versus Yoda.
But here's the thing. I don't know a lot about the fighting forms, like, number.
Yeah. But
I feel like 3, possibly 4 of them have the exact same form.
Yeah, no. Obi-Wan's form is defense. Does his own.
So I feel like mine is more versatile.
Anakin is all attack. Mace Windu is the only... is a Jedi that can tap into the dark side and still be on the light. That's why Mace Windu is so lethal. And I feel Ahsoka. Like
Yoda could do the same thing.
Not as well. No, Yoda can't. He just Yoda cannot. Not to.
I thought he's.
Yeah, Yoda can't do
he
it.
He has to be able to.
I thought he chooses. He doesn't. He's like the strongest with the Force, I thought.
That's technically Anakin.
Oh, because he has the most power. His
midichlorian count.
It's all right, Caleb, bro. You win some, you lose some. No, and you're today.
I just wanted to talk it out a little bit.
No, I like it. I like the discussion. Yeah. All right, what's up? So Dennis, Nate at 1.
Yeah. So now it's me versus Nate. Dennis, okay. Pick a number, 1 or 2.
2.
Okay. Nate, we are going up against each other with red TV characters.
Oh.
So.
Yo, I already know my first pick.
Nate, flip a coin. I'll call it.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second. I call it.
Tails.
Let's see if you guys pick my first pick.
It is Tails.
Rah. Okay. So, my first pick, without a doubt, Lightning McQueen.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that's so good. I'm sorry. That's a good one. Wow.
That is a good one.
I had to. Like, I got some pretty good ones on here, but I had to.
See, I'm doing this straight off the dome, you see. So, we're going to do something crazy. Hmm. We're going to start off with something I don't know if you guys expected. 1 overall, give me my boy, Big Red Clifford, boy.
He is on my list.
Yo, Nate, that was my 1. That was my 1.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my 1, bro. Oh my gosh.
Not going to lie, though. He is my 3rd pick.
Okay. I'm not falling into this trap like Dennis did. Just go.
Mario.
Oh, that does count. Shit.
I had to take Mario.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's a good pick, though. That's a good pick. That is a good pick. Damn. Mm.
What, I like that. Mario?
Yeah, I like Mario. That.
Ooh, that's actually good. I like that, too.
I like that. That was a good answer, yeah.
Thank you.
Wait, I don't know if this counts.
Hit me.
But if it doesn't count, I'll just go again.
I'm the judge, not Caleb. Okay, I got
no,
it.
No, I know.
Matt from the Wii. He wears a red shirt.
Dennis.
Does that count?
I don't know. I don't even know who that is.
It's a generic Wii character.
Bro was the most OP. He was the most OP fucking me in any character.
Yeah.
In any game.
I don't know that I would give it to you. Because it's not like a suit. He just wears a red shirt.
Yeah, he just has a red shirt. But Mario just has a red hat. I'm playing.
And red shirt and any icon you see him in, like that's just purely an icon, is red.
Oh, wait. Right,
there's such a good one I have in my head right now.
But honestly, just because I'm low-key blanking, I'm going to go with my safety net of Elmo.
Elmo. He was on my list, but...
Yes, Elmo. I like Elmo.
Okay.
I have a weak start.
Actually,
right now,
I took him off my list.
I have a weak list right now. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Flash.
Damn, I'm just getting rocked right now. Holy shit. All right.
Prep pays off.
Iron Man,
got it.
I think that might have saved your list, low-key.
Yeah.
See, I have other superheroes on this list. I didn't put Iron Man.
He does count, though.
How do I want to go about this?
Is this the last pick? Are we on pick 5 already?
No, this is 4. These are 4s. Do I want to go with superhero? Do I want to go with character? Fuck it. Mr. Krabs.
Damn it. Fuck me. I was hoping I could get away with that right now.
Nope.
Damn.
Not happening.
Fuck, that's so good, bro.
I'm gonna hit you with one I don't think you expected. And I want you to consider that for points. Piranha Plant from Mario.
Yo, I think I can let that one go.
Okay.
If you ever play Smash Bros, he is elite.
He is.
He's pretty good.
So, this is the final round?
This final round.
Holy shit, I have a good one. Please, Caleb. Don't you dare.
Do I appeal to a side that I know Dennis would love?
Ah, shit, I'm gonna lose, aren't I?
I got a couple options here.
I have my option. Please don't fucking say it.
So, I wrote this as my guaranteed number 5 if no one took it.
Shit.
Red Power Ranger.
Oh! That's not what I was gonna say. I thought that for number 1, and I knew it wasn't gonna be number 1, but I was saving it. And honestly, I should have used it, but no.
That is the Power Ranger in any series.
You always want to be the red.
You always want to be red.
All right, you ready for my number 5?
What do you got?
Red M&M.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know how this list is. I know it's pretty shit. I'm not going to lie.
Do you want to hear some of my other ones I had written down?
Yeah, fuck it.
Deadpool.
That was a good one, yeah. You have Mr. a lot of heroes, Incredible. Don't you?
Mr. Incredible. Spider-Man. Knuckles. And Dennis, the one I was debating
Knuckles.
On putting. No, I'm going to say it after you judge. I will say the one I was debating on putting after.
Dang, bro. Knuckles is a good one, too. How'd you not memorize that, Nate?
No, he's low on my list. That's the thing.
All right, let me see this list.
So just to recap, Nate's team is Clifford, Elmo, Iron Man, Piranha Plant, and Red M&M. I have Lightning McQueen, Mario, Flash,
I got worked.
Mr. Krabs, and Red Power Ranger.
I got fucking worked. I know Dennis wants to... He knows who he has to pick, but it hurts him.
I know, it hurts so much. I have to choose... I'm choosing Caleb. Caleb, I just want to say your last pick literally was I hate Power Rangers, so that's so ass, by the way.
That's interesting.
I thought Dennis would like Power Rangers.
I hate it, bro.
I should have gone with the other one.
Hate it.
You should
hate it so much.
Yes, go the other one.
The other one was Darth Maul.
Oh, bro, I would have given you a free dub. I wouldn't have complained.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Okay, yeah, now that I think
about it, how did you not use I would rank Darth Maul just below. I didn't want to play to the judge too much. I feel like that's not fair. That's not honest. So, like...
So we're tied. Everyone has a point.
Everyone has one. All right. Am I judging again?
Dennis and Nate. So...
Oh, wait, no. I'm next. Yeah, my fault. All right.
So... Steves.
Okay, Dennis,
you are drafting Steves.
All right, ready? Dennis, call it.
Tails.
Whoop. It is heads.
Oh, he double flipped, bro. I'm calling hacks.
You want me to fucking flip it again?
No, it's a joke. Just go first, please. So far,
whoever picks first has won.
Steve from Minecraft.
No, you little bugger.
You thought I wouldn't get that?
I was hoping
to take that.
Yeah.
Guess what? Dennis. I'm choosing Steve Rogers.
Ooh.
Damn.
Dennis, you're playing to the judge. I don't know how I feel about that.
Bro, I had that in my head. I was looking at people. I got a couple people ready on the back burner right now.
All right, you ready for number two?
Hey, man.
Steve Harvey.
Wait, who's that?
Family Feud.
Dennis should lose immediately.
Family Feud.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Okay.
Albanians.
Dennis, what you got?
I'm joking. That was a joke.
I'm going to go with... Well, like... Let me know if this one counts, but... It has Steve in his name.
Okay.
Actually, does it? Am I tripping? I'm just going to say Stephen Strange? Stephen Strange?
That's Stephen Strange.
Does that count or no?
I would count that.
Yeah, no, that counts.
But because in the movies, he's called Stephen Strange. But if you tell me someone like Steph Curry...
Yeah, that doesn't count.
No, I'm not doing that.
I think it's the same spelling, but different pronunciation.
Number three.
Yeah.
Steve Irwin.
Oh my god, rest in peace, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Steve Irwin, got it. That's what you got.
With my number three pick, I'm going to go back to Drake and Josh, Crazy Steve.
Okay, that's a good one. That was a good one. I had him. I was going to go next with him.
Okay.
You're bringing me to my other one just because I don't want to risk it. For number four, right? Stevie Wonder.
I'll give it to you. That's a fire pick.
Holy shit. My number four. I'm going to another movie. I'm going to the movie. Cloudy, a Chance of Meatballs. The little monkey is Steve. Yep.
Oh, that's a good one. I did not think about that. Wow.
Okay. What do you got?
Oh, man.
Final picks.
Yeah.
This went a lot better than I thought it would, this topic.
Oh, boy. This is going to be rough. I'm worried that this might hurt me very, very deeply. Steve Young?
Okay. Does hurt you a little bit.
Yeah.
Dennis.
Do you even know another Steve?
That's all I'm trying to think, bro.
I have one that I'm surprised none of you have said it.
I'm trying to think, bro. So what if he says it, it might hell.
Like there's no way I list off the four biggest fucking Steves.
Yeah. You also
I went bad on one.
Minecraft was huge. But the fact that the rest of yours are actual people is very different than Dennis's list.
Yeah.
His are all characters.
Yeah.
I gotta think, bro. Wait, fudge. I'm trying to think. I'm right here, guys. I'm just in here. I'm just making sure Nate didn't say it.
Did he say it? You're looking this up right now.
I have my phone on the ground, and I'm looking right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Trying to think. Netflix shows.
He's purely thinking characters.
There's oh my god, there's one
No, I know who I should have said.
It's wait, who'd Nate say? Who was Nate's last pick, so I don't say it?
Steve Young.
Okay, alright, so I'm thinking from Stranger Things, Steve Harrington.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Is
okay,
it
I will say.
Who was the person you were thinking, Caleb?
I never really watched it.
It's The Office.
Steven Universe.
Oh, whoa. No.
I never really watched it, but such a big name that, like, I would have to give it credit.
I didn't even think of that, no.
But here's the thing. I'm going to treat this like a 4v4.
Steve Carell. I should have... Oh.
You should have chosen Carell.
I'm fucking stupid.
I'm treating this like a 4v4 because of your guys' 5 picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That's our 5 picks were ass.
So, Nate's team. Steve from Minecraft. Steve Harvey, Steve Irwin, Stevie Wonder, Steve Young. Dennis's list. Steve Rogers, Stephen Strange, Crazy Steve, Steve the Monkey, Steve Harrington. I'm sorry, Dennis played way too much to the judge, and I think I gotta give it to him. Two Marvel
players. Baby. All right.
Oh, too good. Oh, too good.
But here's the thing. Dennis also likes Marvel. He didn't know I was the judge.
That's a fact, bro. I had no idea.
I really don't care about that. I keep that in mind. I keep that in mind.
Harvey Irwin Minecraft? Huge.
Dog, I fucking carried. I named every important Steve.
Dude, it's tough. I'm telling you, it's like a...
I hit you with every fucking important Steve. He hit you with four fake Steves.
It's a 7-game...
They're not even real!
You had the first two games. Dennis comes back. You have game 6, game 7. Dennis beats you by inches. Like, he just had a comeback.
That's insane. That's insane. That Steve the fucking monkey from fucking Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Dude, I watched that movie on repeat when I was
okay. It's such a gas movie, bro.
Okay.
Honestly, I didn't know Caleb would. If it was me and Caleb, it's like in the Steve category. I'd still list the same things to Nate.
I would have taken Minecraft off the rip. All
right.
That is the number one answer.
Uh huh.
I wanted Minecraft to be my number one. Yeah. Then I got robbed. Of the number one pick in the draft. Yeah. All right. What's next? Okay. Who's next? 2 points for Dennis. Baby.
Nate, flip a coin. Dennis, call it.
Go.
I'm Dennis. Calling heads.
Yeah, it is heads.
Oh. Dennis gets first pick.
Yo!
What's the category?
Things that fit in your pocket.
No. All right, my number one pick. I may be appealing to the judge on this one, but my number one pick, protection, a condom.
There's no way that's appealing to the judge. There is no way that's appealing to the judge.
Judge, I got you.
Nate, number one is phone.
Yeah, that's easy. There's no way. Anyway, Dennis, go to number two.
Number two is my wallet.
Okay. Yep, that's why I have Okay, he's two. Back. He's back. Okay.
I'm back.
Keys.
Yep. Gotta have those. Now this is where things get interesting now.
Dennis?
AirPods.
Okay, he took it. Okay.
I had earbuds on my list.
Yep.
This kid wrote stuff down. I'm just like using the top of my head, bro.
Yeah, we're just going off the dome. So Caleb should lose points for this.
No, Caleb came prepared.
I gave you guys your list. I do this out of
fully come in here not being prepared. It's straight off the dome. It's more fun.
Nope. I gave you guys your list. You had the options to prepare. Otherwise, I could have just given you the categories when we started.
That's honestly more fun. It's more unexpected. It's my more fun.
My number three is cash.
Fuck you. It's in a wallet.
It's literally the same as a wallet. What?
Nope. It's in a wallet.
They're equivalent. They're the same level.
No, that's big L's. Honestly, deduct.
Come on.
That's crazy.
Next. Nate, am I at
cash? Go, Dennis.
Am I at number 4?
It hurts you, yeah? But yes.
Number 4, chapstick.
Okay. My number 4, pocket knife.
Of course, okay. You would say sure. That.
Sure. Yep, that works though. It works.
Dennis?
Number five. This is the last one.
Last
number pick. 5.
If either of you say what I'm thinking, you automatically win, and I'll tell you right there.
My number 5 is going to be a wine key.
A what?
Wine key.
A wine key.
Yeah, that was not what I was fucking... No.
Okay.
I always carry it to a function, bro. I'd be popping people open beers every time.
I have one of two options here. I'm going to go with gum.
You did not win. Immediately, at least.
I didn't say the one that you wanted.
Yeah.
My other one was lighter.
Okay, arsonist. But no, I was thinking you would do it because you would possibly do it because you already did it once. Not cash, but change.
See, cat, but
they're not the same. They are not the same.
You have it in your pocket. I don't want change moving around in my pocket.
Yeah, but it's still something that you put in your pocket because where else are you going to put it? In your hand?
That's true. That is true.
Anyways, so, let me look at these lists because...
So, just to recap, Dennis's list.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that.
Wallet, AirPods,
gotta be prepared.
Chapstick, wine key.
My list. That's a gas, bro. That's a gas lineup. I'm not gonna lie.
You had phone, two really good ones.
Pocket knife, gum.
Not everyone carries gum in their pocket, though. That's like literally just...
Here's a problem, Dennis. I don't be walking around with a condom in my pocket.
Or sure. Wine key.
I don't either. I just fought.
And I don't have a wine key in my pocket all the time. I do have my phones, keys. I don't have cash because I don't have cash. Gum I don't carry in my pocket. A pocket knife, that's just not me. God, these are both difficultly bad.
Not bad.
Protection's a crazy answer.
That's wild.
Fuck it. Dennis gets it.
Let's go!
Nope,
let's go!
With protection at one?
Yes! Yes!
He played to the judge in his words.
Caleb, bro.
No, but if he wanted to do it himself, then that shouldn't be allowed.
Caleb, bro.
Do you just carry
about it?
What's in your fucking pockets right now?
Right now?
Yes.
Or usually phone, wallet, keys? Cash is usually in the wallet, but sometimes if I don't have my wallet, pocket, and pocket knife, if I'm allowed to have it. That's why my number 5 pick was gum.
Because you didn't know what else. Okay.
It was either that, lighter, or mints.
Are you fucking 67? Good thing you did not say mints.
Yeah. No. Mints
I'm
was
dead.
My number 10 choice.
Jesus. Wow.
Mints was low.
Jesus, it's like saying you have a fucking lollipop.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. 3 points. 3 points.
Dennis got that's ridiculous.
Dennis should not be getting it, honestly, but he's going to get it.
Okay, last topic.
At least we know there's not going to be a tie.
There might be a tie for last.
Wait, no. What's the points?
No, this is the tiebreaker for last. It's you versus me.
Yeah,
this tiebreaker for last.
Oh, my gosh, Bora. Shut
this topic.
Up, Bora.
If you cater to Dennis, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, fuck countries. You. All right, Caleb. Caleb, ready? Call it.
Yeah. Heads.
Here, ready? I'll have you watch me so you don't think I'm fucking cheating.
I trust you. Heads.
It's tails. Number one overall, Albania.
Yes! Yes, he wins, bro. Forget about the rest. He wins.
That should not be allowed.
Hey, judge says it counts. Judge says it counts.
That should not be allowed.
It counts. Alright, we'll see how the other countries shape up. Go ahead, Kayla. That country sucks, bro.
Okay. Get it out of here. You gotta think about how are you judging this? Are you judging it based off beauty? Are you judging it based off, like, if we went to war? Like, how are you judging
this? Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I'll think about it when I hear the other countries. Yeah, yeah.
Canada.
Canada's not even on my list.
I know Dennis doesn't hate Canada, so.
Australia.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Ooh, that's actually good. I like that. It's the most dangerous country on the planet, though.
And only country that's also a continent.
Yeah.
Dennis, what do you got? No, Nate, what do you got?
Italy.
Italy's very beautiful, man.
That was possibly
going
to be a sleeper pick. Japan.
Okay. Just because I think it'll be funny. Russia.
Oh, yo, bro, that's so gas.
Can I make a comment on that?
What?
Russia's cool and all. Really beautiful.
They're in a problem. Yeah, they're a little.
How much of the country is populated?
Who cares?
Not it's much.
It's, how much it's of it is country. Habitable?
Not
same
much.
With Canada.
Okay. You hating on my choices. That's okay.
That's just why I had Russia kind of low, because not a lot of it.
How many people live in Wyoming, Montana, Idaho?
Those are states. That's an entirely different story.
It's part of our country.
Yeah, but it's not in the uninhabitable. You can still live there.
Can you? That super volcano, I don't know.
Okay. My third pick has to be Ireland. Like, yes, I'm Irish,
but
at the same time,
fair.
Ireland is fantastic.
Number five, right?
Yep.
Germany.
Fair five, honestly. I don't know.
Beer capital of the world.
I didn't think of Germany.
Aren't you part German? Don't you claim this?
Yeah. I'm part German. But debatably, beer-wise, I would say Germany and Ireland are like...
Well, isn't No.
Belgium's
isn't isn't Germany the capital of the world?
No.
Not the capital of the world, the beer capital of the world. What?
Maybe.
Now I'm looking.
Okay. My number five. I was taking this no matter what if Nate didn't take this. It's a beautiful country. And also it hits home with a couple people here. Morocco.
The beer capital of the world is Milwaukee?
Nate, I took Morocco.
I don't know why.
Dude, it's beautiful. And it's also in a continent we have not touched.
It's communist.
Africa.
I was going to say Africa just to be fucking stupid, but it's a communist dictatorship. But okay, I see how you roll.
Nah, don't play that game. Don't play that game.
Dennis, look at this. This commie. This commie, okay, Dennis. Okay. Look at this commie.
Let's see the list.
Just to recap, Nate's list.
Number one,
Albania,
Dennis, look at that one.
Canada, Italy, Russia, Germany. My list. USA, Australia, Japan, Ireland, Morocco.
Honestly, even if Nate didn't have Albania, bro, I'd still choose him. Because he chose Russia, bro.
I know Dennis. I
literally,
know Dennis.
I bring up Russia all the time these days. I love Russia.
He tries to make a Russian accent. Do you know how many times he tries to speak in a Russian accent?
And Germany, bro, like Germany, I got no quarrels with Germany. They're gas. I'm going to go watch a soccer game there. I'm sorry, Caleb, bro.
Yo, bring this list to your dad. See what he says.
I think my dad would choose Nate's list over your list.
Oh, you want to bet?
I played into the judge,
Caleb. Fuck you.
I don't think... No, playing into the judge should not be allowed.
It worked! The only every other Dennis Steve in the fucking universe counts, but not mine.
No. The only reason Dennis got away with it is because I know for a fact he would have ranked those Marvel characters top either way.
I still don't know how that changes anything.
And he's Marvel. He watches Marvel.
Okay, I watch Marvel too, but I'm not going to...
Everyone watches Marvel.
I'm going to name the fucking ones that you know. Yeah. Wait, you think of Captain America or Doctor Strange. You don't think of, like...
No, I genuinely think...
You really think of Stephen Strange?
And Steve Rogers.
Okay, Steve Rogers is fair, but Stephen Strange, you do not think of that first.
I don't think of Stephen Strange first.
But, look, I say Steve from Minecraft. You immediately think of Minecraft. Steve Harvey. Immediately everything. Immediately,
yeah.
Stevie Wonder. Blind piano guy. Steve Irwin. Come on, how do you not like that?
That was a fire pick.
But not good enough! Not good enough. Yeah, and I don't know why I didn't say Steve Carell, but...
Nate, that was super close. It was ridiculously close.
Yeah.
You know what that means, boys. I still think
Jedi was the hardest choice, though.
Jedi, yeah. It was. I am a little upset that Dennis got it, but...
You know what that means. I win again! Another game!
I didn't lose. Let's fucking go.
Yeah. Let's go, baby! Undefeated! Caleb, the host, lost, guys. The host lost, and he prepared for this, too.
No,
he
prepared. I had as much prep time as you guys did.
Yes, yes, Nate.
I immediately texted you guys, though.
Caleb, don't lie. Don't lie. If you had the first pick, would you have chosen Albania? Be honest.
No.
I would have won. Not on my list. I would have won.
Dennis, because I wasn't.
How are you not gonna put Albania on your list? This is crazy. This is crazy.
Japan, Australia, England. I didn't do England.
Albania is also Ireland, beautiful.
China, Russia, Norway, Italy, Morocco.
Actually, you had China?
That's the ranking list.
Based on what? What are we ranking these on?
Near how you spell it, but yeah.
What are we ranking these based on?
So no, that is like my. I would rank top 10.
America. Fuck so yeah.
If Nate took my 2, I could go to 3 as my second pick. That's what.
But
I did.
What did you choose them based on? What was your thought process?
Mainly like
relevancy,
environment, beauty.
Wow, you're crazy Australia, for not having Albania on there.
Australia being its own continent as well.
No, Australia was a good pick. That was a good pick.
Australia, yeah. I'll give you that one.
And also, Japan's that's a good pick everywhere because of Tokyo.
That was a good pick. America was also good because it's America.
Morocco is probably one of the most beautiful countries in Africa. Chose that one. And also, to kind of spite Nate a little bit.
That's crazy.
I don't know why it's spite, but...
No, because I thought you would have picked it.
No. Because all they got is spices and desert. It looks nice. Don't get me wrong, but certain area, it's touristy area too. Like only the tourist area is a good place. Besides that, yeah, good luck. You might get killed. Albania is at least that.
But like I've been to super beautiful countries that have very high crime rates, like Guatemala. But
yeah. Because anything in South America, I feel like, could be beautiful, but also, like, very dangerous.
Central and South, it's iffy. Ecuador was beautiful, but, like, we didn't really go to the cities much. We went to the city once.
You would probably get, like, robbed, but...
Yeah.
But, I enjoyed this game, though. I really did.
It was fun. And this is I think these were good topics.
They were good topics.
Adam would have fun with this, too.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I have a good one for next week.
Perfect.
If it was me against Adam for the Jedi, bro, I feel like it would be
that would be like an Anakin versus Kenobi fight.
I'm not gonna lie, literally. I feel like the lists would be kind of similar.
I feel like they would be pretty be even harder than what I had to choose between.
Dude, you know how much like nostalgia wise I wanted to add Kanan and or Ezra.
Like I would put Ezra. I mean, no, Ezra. Ezra's just like, not there yet.
I wasn't going to put Sabine. Grogu's debatable if he's a Jedi. I was not putting Rey.
No, if you put Rey, you immediately lose.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you put anyone on, almost anyone from that new trilogy, I would not choose them.
Yeah.
That's why I gotta specify Luke for the original trilogy, not the sequels.
No, yeah.
they nerfed him so badly, bro.
It's character overall. It's Jedi overall. That's why I said Anakin was iffy, because like he was so powerful that he went to the dark side.
Well,
he still was powerful to save
Padme.
He didn't have.
He was still powerful in the dark side.
Being a Jedi.
Yeah. But
okay, Caleb. Fuck you.
You piece of motherfucking shit. He was strongest with the Force, so.
He did. I'm not sure if it's him or Luke that has the highest midichlorian count.
I don't know. It's Anakin. I know you said it.
It is Anakin.
It's Anakin.
Yeah.
Anakin has the highest M count ever.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And that's why Caleb sucks buns, boys. I've been holding it all podcast.
Well,
I also.
Yeah. I do want to hear Dennis's quote of the day, though.
Dennis, what do you got?
Oh, bro, why do I keep forgetting to prep something for this every time?
Because you make a statement up?
Here. This one's going to sound stupid. As the day goes on.
See, y'all get mad at me for prepping for a game, but he knows every episode he's going to have quote.
No. There's a difference. He should be prepping for this. Yes. Spontaneous is funny. That's why we should be doing that. This should be prepped.
Yeah. Like, no, either way, the game went well. But Dennis needs to prep his quotes.
My bad. I'm actually searching one right now.
Nope. Not allowed.
Here we go.
Not allowed.
Oh, it is allowed.
Well, actually, technically, it has to be a quote, though.
No, but the whole thing is supposed to, he's supposed to know.
I don't know.
Is that the quote?
I don't.
That's the quote?
I don't know, anonymous.
Here it is. All right, guys, this quote, I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared. We're taking it from Safari. And it's from Colin R. Davis. I don't know who this is. Hopefully this is not a bad person.
What is it?
The road to success and the road to failure are almost exactly the same.
Okay. Yeah, that works. It's a quote.
I think that's
bad.
I think that's good.
It is a quote technically, so.
Colin Davis, English conductor. Born in 1927.
Conductor. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was from the UK.
Interesting.
But conductor, not like train conductor. Conductor, no, like musician conductor.
Yeah.
That's gas.
Dennis, did you think train?
Maybe.
Oh my god.
Alright. Well.
Maybe.
So don't forget to follow us on Instagram at _2_FOUR2_ and we post stories on there for every episode. Make sure to get involved with that, because
except for the last one.
Yeah,
except for the last one,
but
because Caleb's ass,
Caleb was busy and asked Dennis to do it. Dennis said he would and never did it.
Hopefully we have all four of us here next week, but at _4RingsRacer 999 for Adam. Shout out to him.
Oh, you are too nice. I wasn't gonna do that.
I was thinking about it. I was not gonna do it.
But also, Adam, when you listen to this, bro, how about you attack in Clash of Clans and stop being a bitch every time, bro? I'm tired of you failing. Okay. I'm tired of it.
We're gonna end it.
I want it.
That was Dennis, a fun episode.
Shush.
We're gonna end it here. So,
Dennis.